Kell Brook's kind of like in the Who Needs You club in terms of he's very, very good and he's number one in the world with the IBF and, you know, everybody knows how tough it's going to be to come to Sheffield and beat him. So we've been in the hunt for a big name. Shevchenko is a former world champion. Obviously, the casual fan will know him because he ended Ricky Hatton's career when he knocked him out last year. So I thought it was the perfect fight for Kell. And, you know, the response already has been great. And we're looking forward to another massive night at Sheffield Arena.
There have been a couple of moaners. Are you surprised by that? Because I've got to be honest,
surprised.
Eddie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think this is going to be a pretty interesting fight.
I'm very surprised in the big thing, which is Shevchenko. But some of the hardcore boxing fans alluded to Mosley or Ortiz, which actually a lot of the casual fans probably would have never heard of. Certainly Ortiz and Lopez, who are two names in the mix. But Shevchenko, like I said, former world champion, technically very good, very experienced, and obviously coming to win. And by far, Kell Brook's toughest test yet. I mean, by a long, long shot. And obviously carrying that mantle to the commercial audience and the casual audience that, you know, he was the last man and the man that ended Ricky Hatton's career with, you know, delivering that cruel KO at the end of last year. So a perfect fight. And you know, this is going to be a really big night of boxing at Sheffield.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of fight that people in Sheffield want to see as well. It's the kind of fight that they'll be interested in. What can the punters expect, do you think, when they get in there?
Well, I mean, look, we've had some brilliant nights at Sheffield Arena with Kell Brook. We've had the Matthew Hatton War of the Roses clash where we had nearly 10,000 in. The atmosphere was electric. Then we had that classic Carson Jones fight. And then we had the new improved Kell Brook against Hector Saldivia. You know, with all due respect to those three fighters, they were good steps up for Kell at the time. Now we're going to a whole new level. You know, a fighter that is renowned on the world stage for being that former world champion. And obviously from a British perspective, like I said, being the Hatton Slayer, if you like. So, you know, we're going to pack the undercard. We're going to make it very, very interesting. And, you know, really looking forward to coming back to Sheffield Arena. We haven't been there since October last year. So it'll be just over a year when we return. And we can't wait.
That's the big question from the fans who have been speaking to us, Eddie, is who can we expect to see on the undercard? Can you give us any information yet?
Well, no, I mean, you can see the signings we've made recently. I mean, we've got the best of the crop of the British fighters. Obviously, two names initially off the roll off the tongue that will be on is the two gold medalists, Luke Campbell and Anthony Joshua. I'll be looking to get those out on the bill. And then there'll be some big title fights as well. So we'll slowly but surely announce the information next week, and fans can expect tickets to go on sale at the end of next week.
Shevchenko's agent says it's going to be an even contest. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in a form book perspective and in terms of what they've both achieved, I would say it's a 50-50 contest. I believe Kell is a fantastic fighter, so in my mind, I think Kell Brook will KO him and send out a real message. But you can't rule Shevchenko out. Like I said, he's got a great jab. He's a great body puncher. And also, he's very fit, very strong, very knowledgeable. And, you know, they've taken this fight to come here and win and pick up that number one world ranking that Kell Brook boasts. So Kell's in a very dangerous position in terms of he is number one. He is mandatory challenger for that next spot that will come just at the start of next year. And if he loses, you know, that all goes up in smoke. But we're not prepared to sit by and just try and cruise to that fight. He wants to go out and make a statement. And this is the perfect fight for Kell Brook at this time.
Just looking back at the Hull event quickly, how impressed were you with Kell's display in that Jones rematch?
I was very impressed. You know, I mean, he had limited time to prepare, really, because of his injury. But I had to get him out because mentally, he was broken after the Devin Alexander fight, and we needed to get him back in the gym and get him focused on fighting again. And the only way we could do that is get him in competition mode. So for the first four or five rounds, he was absolutely electric. Got a little bit sloppy, you know, mid-run, but then devastating finish and, you know, sent out a statement. And actually, that performance really slowed things down with other people we were trying to negotiate with, because I think they watched that and, blimey, we don't fancy a bit of that. So Shevchenko stood up to be counted. You know, he's already come here and beaten one great, and now he's going to come back and try and beat one of our greatest prospects in Kell Brook. And Kell's got to prepare meticulously and make sure that...
We had Kell in the studio just a couple of days after the bout, and he talked at length about how much you'd helped him get through a dark period in his career and his life, really, with all the injury issues that he'd had, and he was in a dark place. That can't have been an easy time for anybody involved with Kell.
No, I mean, listen, you know, people have got to understand, when you put yourself through hell, basically, in camps and stuff like that, to get your heart broken by the news that, you know, literally that fight's not happening, it was devastating for him. We had to pick him up off the floor. He was a broken man. But I said to him, you know, you're 27 years of age. At the end of the day, you're 29-0. You're number one in the world. You've got a lovely partner, a beautiful daughter. Life's not that bad. So pick yourself up and let's go again. And he's done that. And finally, we've got this big fight he deserves.
Before we let you go, lots of news coming out of Matchroom this week. Some interesting bouts coming up with universal appeal for everyone in the country. For all the boxing fans out there in this region, just tell us about Anthony Joshua's forthcoming pro debut. Also, Froch Groves is coming up as well. These are big events that people are going to be looking forward to here.
I mean, this week has been a crazy week. Obviously, last week we announced Quigg against Salinas for the WBA Super Bantamweight title. But this week, we've announced Froch against George Groves for the unified super middleweight title, which will be later this year. Tony Bellew will fight Adonis Stevenson on November 30th for the WBC light heavyweight title. Obviously, Kell Brook against Zinchenko. And we signed Anthony Joshua, who I believe we've got the first major chance to have one of the heavyweight greats come from this country, you know. And I'm so excited about nurturing Anthony Joshua and making sure we do the right things, because he really is something very, very special. And, you know, he's got it all. And we've got to make sure we do the right job and let him progress in the right way.